Shalom Aleichem, we're up to Siman Mem Zayin 47 in Orachayim, Dine Birchas HaTorah, the laws of Birchas HaTorah. On some level, this is major, major milestone and an exciting Siman. The essence of everything that we're learning is Torah, and this is the bracha on studying Torah, recognizing the very special experience, the very special wisdom that Hashem imparted, and as we'll see, not just as a wisdom, facts, knowledge, academia, but as a relationship, that this is Hashem's love note to us. Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz is quoted as saying, regarding the words of the Zohar, Yisrael v'yoreisa v'kudsha b'richu chadu, the Jewish people, the Torah, and Hashem are one, he said, Oraisa is in the middle because it's the glue, it's the devek that joins Hashem with Klal Yisrael. So the Mechaber begins with a simple statement. Birchas HaTorah, Tzorech Lizoher Ba Me'od. These brachas on the Torah, a person has to be very careful regarding them, and we'll discuss why. What exactly is Birchas HaTorah? So, in a prominent moment, when we read from the Torah in public, Monday, Thursday, for example, Shabbos, so there is a bracha on the Torah before and after. But when we're talking about Birchas HaTorah now, we're talking about the Birchas HaTorah of everyday living, of every morning, reciting Birchas HaTorah. These are the brachas, again, as we'll see as the siman unfolds, the la'asuk b'divrei sora v'ha'arevna, that bracha, as well as the bracha, asher bachar banu mikol ho'amim, that Hashem chose us. Mishneh Berurah in Aleph mentions, fourth line, Asher Bochar Banu, Shehi HaMa'ula Shebebrachos. It's an exalted bracha. This is an amazing bracha. Asher Bochar Banu, that Hashem chose us. I heard that someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, what does it mean, Asher Bochar Banu? What does it mean that Hashem chose us? On the contrary, we have a tradition that Hashem went to all the nations of the world and offered the Torah to them, and that everybody refused, everybody asked all kinds of questions. What does it say in the Torah? If it says that we're not allowed to murder, so we're not interested. If it says we're not allowed to steal, we're not interested. Until the Jewish people responded, Na'aseh v'nishma. We're willing to do it. Now let's hear what Hashem wants to tell us to do. And we signed up. We were in an act of trust, as the Gemara calls it, Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, the completeness, the wholesomeness of the relationship with Hashem is what guided us to be able to say Na'aseh v'nishma. So it sounds like more like we chose Hashem than Hashem chose us. It was offered to everyone. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky responded, as it was quoted to me, that we're not talking about that original Na'aseh v'nishma. Everybody can have an initial reaching out, considering a relationship. We're talking about what holds us strong from that early time of Matan Torah, when Hashem was Kofa Aleim Har Kegigis, Hashem held the mountains, so to speak, upon them and told them, you need to accept this, you need to fulfill it. And we find in the Navi the description that when we try to distance ourselves, we start drifting from Hashem, Hashem pulls us back. And that's an ongoing Asher Bochar Banu, that Hashem keeps choosing us, and we're very thankful for that, even as life sometimes causes distance, Hashem pulls us back and maintains the relationship. is an interesting story. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania often had different types of debates with the nations of the world, particularly with Chachmei Atuna, the wise men of Athens. And they once asked him the question, it looks like the Jewish people are the lowest of the nations, because Hashem went to all the other nations first, as if that's where he ideally would like to do his shidduch. And then he came to the Jewish people, almost as a last choice, a last resort. It looks like the Jewish people are the lowest. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania took a peg and went to a stone or mud wall, and he tried to bang it in towards the bottom, and it wouldn't go. He went a little higher, wouldn't go. It's only when he went high enough that the wall was receptive and the peg can go in. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania declared, you see, it found its match. They were able to bond. The peg was able to go in. And by doing so, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania was illustrating, as these debates and dialogues often were, through illustrations representing sophisticated concepts, that Hashem wanted the peg to go in even to people who were not so refined, but they were not receptive. They were not ready to do the self-building, the self-control, the progress, the growth that's required in Torah. You have to go up, up, up to a greater level of nobility. The Jewish people have the legacy from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov of self-growth, of trusting Hashem, of wholesomeness. And at that point, the peg was able to go in. The match was able to be made. Mishneh Berurah in Beis writes that a person should make the bracha b'simcha gedola, with a great happiness. If we're going to accept Torah begrudgingly, that's a significant part of the problem. The mitzvah is with joy that Hashem gave us this gift, even though sometimes it requires great self-discipline. Certainly, the actual Torah study could absolutely and easily be done with great joy, realizing that sometimes we learn things that we will still have to figure out how to implement. But the fact that we're being shared this wisdom, that we're being informed of the law, is indeed a joyous experience. In addition, the actual bonding, independent of the academics, is also cause for great simcha. The Gemara tells us that the reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Jewish Commonwealth, Alma Avda Ha'aretz, was because they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah, or they didn't say it joyously. The expression that's used almost universally in the Mefarshim is Lo Hayu Oskim L'Shem Limud HaTorah. They didn't understand the uniqueness and value studying Torah. Ala Kamo Shalomdim Sh'ar Chachmos. They studied it the way people learn any knowledge. And the awareness that this is sacred and bonding, that the Torah should be chashuva be'einehem, very important in their eyes, was something that they didn't have in that generation, and we certainly should pay attention to and work on. In Sifkat and Yud, the Mishneh Berurah adds, v'tamid tiya tfilas ha'av v'ha'em shigura b'fiyem. It should be fluent, common, in the mouth of a father and mother, lehispalol al b'neim, to daven regarding their children, sheyiyu lomdei Torah, they should be those who study Torah value it, tzaddikim, ba'alei midos tovos, that the legacy, everything that we're working for, should indeed come to fruition in a Torah sense. V'yichavin ma'od, a person should have great intent in the bracha of Ava Rabba, which we will see is the parallel bracha to Birchas HaTorah. Ube Birchas HaTorah, and in Birchas HaTorah itself, when we say V'niya anachnu v'tzetzo'enu, we and our descendants should study Torah l'shma, as well as in the words in Ubal Tzion, the Mishneh Berurah says, L'man lo niga lo rik v'lo neled lebehola, that all of our effort should not be for naught. We should pay attention that our descendants should indeed be close and successful in Torah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. For more information on the Shulchan Aruch Initiative by Teach 613, please visit us at www.teach613.org.